stories somewhere in the beginning, where this, and I'm now speaking these words, 4th of January, 2025, and the U.S. just invaded Venezuela, okay? And I am looking at the, a little bit, at the reactions that we find on the, in the media, the Swedish mainstream media and social media and so on, and it seems quite clear that there is a significant opposition against this, even from Europe and elsewhere here, and especially from both Russia and China, who are strongly objecting that this is a breach of international law and this should be brought to the UN. And which is, of course, true. And only those who have their eyes closed and are being led by money or this or that in a kind of dreamlike state, whatever drugs have induced them, that that people are, and this is where we want to show in the story, that people are waking up there. And it's, we can really show that they're kind of, oops, got sucked into these screens. We were hypnotized. Hey, wake up, slapping the cheek of oneself and each other. You know, hey, we gotta stay awake. We're living in a hypnosis machine here, carrying it in our pocket and looking at it all the time. So that kind of movement starts there, and maybe that's the awares. We need to be aware, yeah, that should be it. We need to get aware. And because no wars happen without our permission, especially today. We stay unified, then who are those few leaders? What can they do with their money that can be worthless any time if we stop working for them and their economy crashes, stop buying their crap and working in their industries, and rather work for each other and our country and our people and our nature. That kind of movement we can show there and really show it how you can get lulled into these dream illusions. How did it happen? Well, it was through propaganda. Do you know what that is? Yeah, I mean, of course, heard the word, but what is it really? I thought it was enemies throws flyers over our cities. Oh, no. It's about the simple fact that there are always those smarter than you, however smart you may be. And when you are smarter than someone else, you can make that person believe just about anything. Oof, that's material for the next episode here.